Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Creative Biz Ideas. I am your host, Nolan Davis. I'm a little hoarse today. We're going to do a very quick show today. We're only doing 30 minutes. But I do have my co-host, Chris Burns, and we've been gone for a couple of weeks and want to talk to you about some of the projects that I've been working on since I've been gone. So we're going to go ahead and get the show started. Hopefully we're going
to
have...
You're listening to the Bad Boys of Business with your host, Nolan Davis and Chris Burris on Creative Biz Ideas.
Hopefully we're going to have Doug Wing and Mark Smith call in. Not necessarily sure about that today. Trying to contact them. Just trying to get back in the groove of things. I'm actually been a little sick under the weather, and that's why my voice is gone.
And now, back to the Bad Boys of Business with your host, Nolan Davis and Chris Burris on Creative Biz Ideas.
Chris Burns, are you there, sir?
I am here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, sir. I can hear you. Had some technical difficulties this morning.
I noticed there was a little music over talking over music, and then what I really noticed was Bad Boys of Business.
Exactly. So, like I said, timing has been off for a little bit. Things have been a little bit different. But different as in good. I've had the kids home for summer. Excuse my voice. So I've had the kids home
for summer.
Oh, look at you. I was watching your podcast last night, dude.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did you learn anything?
I learned that you guys are extremely silly together and almost in sync is what I learned, right? It was the five stars, all of that situation. I was like, these dudes are absolutely insane. I love these guys, man. So, yeah, that's about it, though.
Cool, yeah, you got to... Everything's good. I guess we have a little bit of a delay, so we'll struggle through that today. Yeah, everything's good. Yeah, I know that one of the reasons we missed one of our shows was you were actually on vacation. You went to the hot city of Chicago, or the Windy City, as they call it. How was that trip?
That trip was good. Got to see some people that that I miss. My family got to see the kids. They're getting big. And we have an illness in the family, so we got to see them as well. So we don't know how long that situation is going to pan out. So it was very, very important we made it home. But other than that, you know, I gained about 10 pounds. And I've lost it all. That was 80% pizza. The other is like... what is it? Dipped Italian beef sandwiches. So yeah, that's what it is.
Good.
But yeah,
I'm on vacation now. I'm actually in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. I spent the week last week with one set of family, and I'm going to spend the next week this week with another set of family. So we've been all over the country. I've actually visited a couple prospects, a couple customers. It's been a good kind of working family vacation so far, so excited. And by the way, happy Father's Day to you.
I was just waiting for you to finish so I could say happy Father's Day to you.
You're like,
I saw your face.
That would be quiet.
right. I saw your Facebook page or what your wife put on yesterday, and I was like, that dude is a heck of a dude, man. I feel honored and privileged for you to be one of the bad boys of biz, because I've always been a bad boy and I'm always been about business. But together we make the bad boys of biz. So
bad
I appreciate you doing that, man.
Yeah.
I appreciate you doing that. Go ahead.
Very cool. So we got a little bit of a short show today to make sure you have a voice for the remainder of your workday. Are you there? So I don't know. Hopefully we will get him back and connected. We'll send him a text message now, I think.
Right. Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
I was gone, and I had no idea where I was. Like, it just told me that the call could not be completed as dialed. In the middle
like
of
I was
speech.
In the call.
Right, exactly. I'm like, what are you saying? I have no idea. What are you saying right now? And this is why, this is actually why I wanted to get back in the groove for a 30-minute show, and my voice wouldn't be able to even last for an hour today.
Yeah.
Like, I'm literally
straining.
And you
guys had the work to do today.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I got a lot of stuff to do. One of the things I wanted to talk about on the show is a documentary I'm doing called Fast Money. It's getting bigger and bigger every day. Nothing has ever been done like this before. And it's a situation of taking a bunch of people and trying not only to make their dreams come true. I know that sounds so corny, but that's really the fact of it. But
right.
To help them make money along the way, brand them and their business along the way, and then put it in a 2-hour movie. It's never been done before. We already have it set up to go to Netflix and Redbox. You know, a distributor
cool.
that told me if I can do this, this, and this, it could actually be there. He would have no problem with distributing it there. So it's not just something that's going to sit on my computer, you know, be out there in the internet on YouTube. It's actually should be promoted on Netflix, because he said he knows how to get it queued up really well. A lot of that
cool.
is just technique. And he has a very close relationship with the Redbox. So there's going to be some things I'm going to be doing to have you be in the movie as well. But, I mean,
cool.
it's going to be absolutely awesome. So that's what I've been working on.
I have to tell you, I've been in one movie, one really small movie for a Baylor movie project. And then I was also in a commercial, and I learned something very important in the commercial. So just keep this in consideration. If there is a line and the line, you know, a speaking part, and the speaking part has more than two lines, I am literally useless.
Okay.
I can improv. I can talk, but maybe I can do two lines. We'll put the cutoff at three. So if you need me to say three exact things, man, just bring the extra film, because we're going to be doing a few takes.
Well, this is a reality film, so there is no lines. So whatever you think of and whatever you say is what's going to be said. So there may be a direction from the planning standpoint saying
right,
this
right.
is our plan, we want to do this, but whatever falls out of your mouth is winning stuff. That's what it is. It's Oscar winning stuff. So let's go.
I love it. Then I'm in. I just, you know, I'm a little nervous when it comes to lines, and wanted to make sure that the director knew the limitations of the actor.
Not a problem. Charles will be coming on. Our first big film night is Wednesday, and Charles is coming. So,
okay, cool, excellent. That's the co-host of my podcast. So I don't know how he is with the lines. I think he's probably better than me, and he's also pretty good at improvising, as you might have noticed from the podcast.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You guys are hilarious, absolutely. So, next week we're going to probably have a guest. Like I said, I didn't even have a guest for today. I almost, with my voice being the way it is, I almost canceled today. But it's been some weeks and felt like I really need to try to get back in the groove of things. And so we'll see how it works out.
Good, good. So you want to talk a little bit more about that project? Like what's so you're going to help changing people's lives? I'm going to be in. I know normally that's all I care about, but I think our listeners might be interested in a few more details.
Exactly. So if you go on my Facebook page, or if you go to Vids Inc., I wonder if I put it on Vids Inc.
Okay.
I'm sure I did. But if you go to my Facebook page, you can find the trailer. The name of it is Fast Money. If you go to YouTube and type in Fast Money Documentary, you should see the first trailer. And it talks about it just being a movie about making money and change your life forever. I actually did the trailer so people can see a little something before we really start releasing trailers. So we have another trailer that we're going to release this week, and then I have something that I'm going to release next week. Now, the thing about this movie is that regular people like you and I can actually join in the movie. You don't have to be a star. You don't have to be, but you do have to have something that you're working on, need to have some type of ambition, and have the ability to build a team. We're going to focus on you and your team. And we already have some teams being built in Atlanta, Phoenix, Arizona, Chicago, Houston, San Antonio, and New York. So that's
nice.
And I've only been doing this about a week, to be perfectly honest.
Nice.
like full blast a week. So that's kind of what we're doing. A lot of opportunity to get exposure for who you are, brand, your business. And frankly, it's a opportunity to make extra streams of income as well as you build your team. And that's what we're going to kind of focus on. That's what we're really focusing on. And
cool.
So
excellent.
Wednesday we're doing a 3-camera shoot. It's going to be food there. I'm doing a presentation to show exactly what it is, and that's going to be the first big shoot of the movie, pretty much the launch. And then is actually going to stream. I'm going to have a live stream so I can get you a link so you can see it. And then we're going to have some other people participate as well as they build their – oh, and Lincoln, Nebraska as well. So as we do this, there's going to be some of the teams that's going to start showing, you know, who they are, where they are, giving shout-outs, and we're going to film them from there.
Very cool. Man, that's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, it's what we're doing, I'm telling you, I've done some research. It's never been done before because it hasn't been. And, you know, the other part to it as well is sometimes I'm disappointed in the lack of business movies, right?
Right.
So you
right.
have Wall Street 1 and 2. You have Glengarry, Glenn Ross. You have Boiler Room. But you don't really have like a sales type of movie that really shows what business could do or something you could learn from or any of that, right? Except for those couple of sales movies. And I feel like sales is almost like a Mission Impossible type of deal. Like you could really do a straight up from the bottom up movie on building a company and it still be an adventure type of situation. There's still a lot of drama. There's still a lot of sex. There's a lot of things that people would watch.
Okay, I'm building my business right now. I know you're building your business. You mentioned sex. I'm wondering if I did. Am I doing something wrong in building my business?
The first key is you have to be married. So if you're single building the business, then you're just stuck, is what that is. I don't know. So I'm just saying. That's what it is.
You know, when you talk about movies and business movies, I think it was Finding Happiness, the one with Will Smith.
The Pursuit of Happiness.
The Pursuit of Happiness. I knew well. It should have been called Finding Happiness because he found it in the end.
He did find it. But, you know, The Pursuit of Happiness was, I'm talking about a story like Boiler Room, right? Like those guys were crushed at the end. I really would just like a story like this is the goal and this is everything we need to pull it off. Because sometimes you have to be a magician a little bit to make people believe certain things. So you can really do what you need them to do. Oh, speaking of believing certain things, how did the Silver thing go, Marshall Silver?
Marshall Silver, that event was phenomenal. I think last weekend, or this was it. It was this weekend that he no weekend before that he actually did another event. I can't remember that name. I actually signed up for that event. I'm probably going to go out to Carlsbad, California, to catch him there. The event that I saw was phenomenal. I just remember, you know, I spoke with you afterwards, and in my head, I was like, okay, I didn't really get anything out of the event, but it was probably the best sales pitch I've ever seen. So I wanted to learn how to do that. But when you and I got on the phone, I think I spoke for about 30 minutes about all the things I actually got out of the event. And so I got a lot out of it. It was all kind of, I'd say, undercover. Like I didn't realize I was collecting all of this information, good stuff. And then on top of that, it's the best pitch, one of the best pitches I've ever seen. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to spending some more time with Marshall and learning more sales techniques for sure.
Gotcha. You know, I would like to, and this is offline, I do a presentation on Wednesday, right? And from what you've seen at Marshall, some of the most enjoyable, besides all the fire breathing and all of that good stuff, right? But some of the tactics that he used, I would like to talk to you for about 15 minutes after the show so I could jot down maybe a couple of different pointers that I could implement as I film, because the way that you talk about it I think would make great film, right? And that's exactly what I mean by it, is that nobody just set out to pull off the impossible and say, I'm going to build a $1 million company. And that's really what Fast Money, this documentary, is about. That's really what it is. And as we do it with teams of people and to make money to keep us afloat right now and make extra money to invest in the company, to get better marketing tools, to hire better people, to do all of these things, that's what this movie is about. So I'm excited about
it. Excellent. Yeah, man. Wow. Yeah, I'll be happy to speak with you and give you anything that I remember. I may
absolutely
have been hypnotized.
So we probably won't get Doug Winnie on today, but I do have Mark Smith on the line. He usually comes in every week and gives us some legal advice. So I'm going to get a couple of minutes with Mark Smith before we go. Let me bring Mark Smith on. Mark Smith, are you there, sir?
I am, Nolan. How are you?
I'm doing all right, man. I'm doing all right. Kind of lost my voice, a little under the weather, but still trucking. What you got for us today, sir?
Well, I got a quick one for you. I know you guys are on a little bit of a tighter schedule today. So, in the past we've talked about some of the FLSA regulations. That's the Fair Labor Standards Act. And typically, you know, when most people think of FLSA, it's, you know, minimum wage and, you know, whether you're an exempt or non-exempt employee. So one of the things that the Department of Labor has been talking about is changing what they call the white-collar exemptions under the FLSA. So, you know, basically if you fit into the administrative or the executive or the professional exemption, you know, there's certain requirements. And one of those requirements is that you have to make $455 a week. Well, when you total that out, that's only $23,660 a year. So there's a lot of people that fit into that exemption that are really not in very high-paying jobs, what you would consider managerial jobs. So the Department of Labor, and honestly, that number has not changed in, I think, about 25 years. So is it due for a change? Yeah, probably. Yeah. But they are looking at upping that to around $50,440. So what the effect of that is that if you have some of these maybe entry-level manager positions that are, you know, paid, you know, $35,000, $40,000, those people are probably going to be classified as non-exempt under this new rule. And they're, I mean, if that's the case, then you're going to have to pay them overtime for any hours worked over 40 hours in a work week. So potentially it could change, you know, the payroll and the some of the other schemes that you have. Schemes is probably not a good word for that, but
right. That's what I was thinking, but I'm like, okay, let's roll with it.
Just, you know, your payroll strategy. That's probably a better way to say it. So, you know, in addition, I mean, when you look at applying some of those definitions of whether you're exempt or non-exempt, it's not always black and white. As a matter of fact, most of the time, it's really, really gray. So the employer already has a hard enough time trying to determine whether an employee is legitimately exempt or not exempt. So raising the threshold puts employers in a little bit more danger because it's going to affect a lot more employees. So the thought with that, you know, if they end up do changing it, which they probably will, my advice for employers is really review your job descriptions to determine if the duties that your entry-level or first-line managers are doing are really exempt duties, because they have to perform those exempt duties at least 50% of the time. And then just kind of come up with a plan. Try and figure out what you're going to do with those employees that don't meet the salary threshold, but maybe meet some of the, you know, some of the duties of an exempt employee. So that's my advice for today. That's just something to be aware of on the horizon. It hasn't happened yet, but it probably will happen within the next 6 months or so.
Got you. Okay. All right. And if somebody wanted to take care of that consultation with you, how could they contact you, Mark?
Two best ways are call me on my office phone. It's 281-489-3934. Or look me up on my website. It's www.jmsmithlaw.com. And finally got the office all set up. So you can come into a nice, fresh office and sit down with me, and I'd be happy to talk to you.
Man, when are we going to start recording, Mark?
I know. I've been thinking about that, Nolan. Well, I'm working on it. I've got my associate working on some of the background information to get to you. And hopefully we can get something going in here in the next couple of weeks.
That would be great, man. That would be great. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Mark Smith, thanks for being on the show, Mark. Have a good day, sir.
You guys. Thank you.
All right, so now, you know, we got a couple of minutes left. Man, you got a tip for us today, sir?
I do. So this is from our last podcast. Our last podcast was 281. We're, of course, taking a little break while I'm out of town. This tip was when content marketing, so when you're generating the marketing that you're going to use, the content that you're going to use for your marketing, understand the different types of goals that you have. So often when customers come to us, they're looking for a goal like increased newsletter participants, or they want a phone call, or they want somebody to fill out a form. And make sure when you're doing content marketing that you're actually focused on what you ultimately want that customer to do, so that your content is geared towards driving people to do that. So again, when content marketing, understand the different types of goals you have.
Got you. Okay. Good stuff.
And you can check out that podcast. Our podcast is usually broadcast live on Fridays, and ultimately ends up on iTunes and Stitcher and almost any podcast platform that that allows you to view podcasts wherever they may be posted. And it is called the SEO Podcast, Unknown Secrets of Internet Marketing. And you can always call us if you're interested in some sort of internet marketing, 713-592-6724.
That's exactly what I was about to ask you, sir. Exactly what I was about to ask you.
All yay, right, so yeah. Ahead of the game on a Monday morning.
Man, I'm hurting today. I am hurting today. But I already, like I said, I've been canceling. I think, just having all these kids, you never know what type of germs you have, man.
Yeah.
You never know.
So I was working with a pediatrician, and he made this joke. I don't know if you've heard this one, which is, who is the actual inventor of daycares? It's actually pediatricians to make sure they always stay in business.
That is 100% accurate, sir. Because my kids would be running around with just like a runny nose, right? My kids would be running around with like a runny nose, and they're still out there running, doing everything. And I'll kiss them and obviously get what they have, and I'll almost die in 24 hours. It's like I got bit by a little monkey or something. It's crazy, guys. It's crazy.
It's so, like a rabid monkey.
Exactly. Hey, I appreciate being on the show with me today. I appreciate Mark Smith. This is Creative Biz Ideas. We do believe that an idea is that an idea is not a plan, and a plan still needs execution. But it all starts from an idea. I know this show was not one of our stellar shows, but we're getting back in the groove. Sorry I've been away so long, been extremely busy, but hopefully your business out there is growing as well. And until next time, love to live to love, and be well.
Creative Biz Ideas.com.